This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Hope you are enjoying the show. 21, almost 23 degrees, Tess.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's just so good to see a bit of sunshine outside.
Isn't it?
You know, imagine getting back home from Europe where it was 30 degrees every day. Freezing cold, so I'm just so pleased and delighted to see a bit of sunshine and blue sky.
30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Celsius.
Well, you're saying freezing cold here, right? Sorry, I thought you were...
So, let's move right along. We've got Sarah Fagan in the studio. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Sarah, you're a peer navigation officer at Living Positive Victoria. What on earth is a peer navigation officer?
So I guess a peer navigator is like a peer support worker. But what we've done at Living Positive, well, not myself, but what the team at Living Positive have done is formalise the role of peers. So for a very long time, people with HIV have been used as support or been used within the movement, but not really meaningfully paid or meaningfully, you know, looked after. So I guess the MEPA principles, the meaningful involvement of people affected or living with HIV, yeah, it just means that we're formalising the skills that we know people have. So as a woman living with HIV, you know, it's really nice that people are acknowledging that I can actually bring a lot to the table and be acknowledged for my lived experience. And it's a really good program. We're working in high caseload clinics all over Melbourne.
And what sort of clinics, sorry?
High caseload clinics.
High caseload clinics.
So I've heard that term before. So they're seeing a lot of diagnoses. So we're in the Alfred, Melbourne Sexual Health Centre, Prime Market Clinic, Northside, to name a few. And this is just a really... This means that we're capturing people at point of diagnosis or early stages of diagnosis. And we know the long-term effects or benefits of having peer engagement at early onset, you know, better health outcomes, more likely to adhere to treatment. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. Sorry, it is Saturday morning. I'm like, and that's what it is.
No, that sounds great. that's great, and it's actually, is it politically correct or is it just respectful to actually unpack some of the language and understand what you're talking about? Yeah. So thank you for that. Thank you. It's very helpful.
Great.
So you equals you and women. Tell us all about this initiative.
This is amazing. So I had nothing to do with the ICASO paper. So the ICASO, which is an organisation from Canada, not ask me what it stands for. They work together with women from all over the world and they put together this amazing resource, You Equals You for Women. So undetectable means untransmittable. If you're living with HIV, you reach an undetectable viral load, you cannot transmit the virus. We need to get that message out, especially beyond our communities. But this resource is really incredible. So it sort of came to me, and I know some of the women that have worked on it, and there's been beautiful consultation with women from all over the world. And I guess it's really breaking down what those messages mean for women with HIV. You know, we have different sort of laws and different issues that women face, and they're very different from country to country. You know, in some countries, women should breastfeed if they're HIV positive. In Australia, if you breastfeed and you're HIV positive, docs can get involved, Department of Children's Services. You know, so it's all these different sort of messaging out there. So it was really good to get this really broad view about what it means for women. And I guess how important it is to get this message out, that women understand their health, that they have autonomy and they have the right to choose what they do with their bodies and how they do it.
Fantastic. So, I thought that example that you gave around breastfeeding was very powerful. Do you have any other examples that you can give us about some of those inconsistencies that exist?
Yeah, it's quite broad as well. I think for sex workers in Australia, like getting really local, mandatory testing of sex workers, the fact that you cannot be HIV positive in a sex worker, the fact that that's still a criminal issue when we know historically sex workers were at the forefront of the HIV epidemic.
They still are, in fact.
And still are, man. They're amazing. It's such an amazing amazing community.
In fact, there were two sex worker advocates who received an Australian Order this year. Julie Bates, and I forget who the other was. Very pleased to see that.
Bravo. Definitely. And I think, you know, the mandatory testing, it's excessive, it's invasive, you know, and when we can understand U equals U is out there, we understand that there is no risk of transmission if you can reach a detectable, undetectable viral load. There's no reason why these laws need to be in place. And I think we have a long time before we can change law. You know, it's community attitudes that shift. And then maybe some politicians might take notice. And then maybe some law reform might happen. You know, it's quite a long way to go. But I think at a grassroots level, we all have our part to play in making sure this message gets out, because it will empower everybody in the process.
Fantastic.
Now, you're also, and forgive me, I'm actually an ex-CEO of the organisation, but 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah, hey, old boss.
Try 200 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't born then.
But you're on the board. Is it still called NAPWA?
It is called NAPWA.
Okay, so on the National Association of People Living with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it used to be HIV-AIDS, they used to.
Technically, I guess they
used to. They used to say.
Yeah.
So, again, this is another opportunity to, you know, I suppose, to talk about, you know, the peak body, you know, in terms of some of these campaigns. Being on the board there is pretty important, isn't it? You know, to get a voice and an alternative voice sometimes. Not that the other voices are not relevant, but sometimes an alternative voice is good.
Definitely agree. At NAPWA, they've adopted the U equals U, or they've signed off on the U equals U messaging, probably a year, 2 years ago now.
You would hope so.
Probably longer. Like I said, it's Saturday morning, okay? Give a girl a break.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go easy on me, guys.
This was not a go at you. I was just thinking, why would they actually debate that?
Yeah, I mean, it was up for a debate for a long time. And I think we're all battling, I think, from the top down, even with the FAO and the AIDS councils as well, when they do a lot more prevention messaging than the positive voice orgs. Everybody's in the same boat about how do we get this message beyond our bubble? How do we get it beyond the community, beyond those that already know it? And that's really, really challenging. And we are. I think everybody's got to get a bit more creative and a bit more innovative about how to do that. But it is something that I think we all need to work our heads together. And people
and U equals U is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. But the messaging as well is sort of hard for people to grasp. And but I think what's underneath it is just so important. You know, a national ad campaign or something like that is what's needed. You know, we've gone Grim Reaper. Now can we go, we're not infectious and we're not going to kill you and your babies are not going to die? You know, can we sort of move forward into 2018 and talk about that stuff? So, yeah, from NAPWA's perspective, we're doing what we can to make sure that messaging is getting out and definitely supporting our member organisations to do that. But there is still a long way to go.
Cool. So talk to us a bit more about the mechanics of rolling out this program and who are you engaging with and how you're doing that.
I would not know that. Oh. as far as the ICASO paper, the U equals U paper that was the U equals U for women, as I said, I unfortunately did not have much to do with that, but I am a big advocate about the paper and support the work, and was really happy to be representing women at that at the launch at ASHRM, the recent conference in Sydney.
That's the Australian
Sex Health and Medicine.
Sex Health and Medicine, yeah. That's the one. So we actually launched the paper there, and that was a real privilege for me. So I guess from my end as an independent advocate, and then on my roles as well as a peer navigator and on the board of NAPWA, you know, it's those things that I can do, you know, and speak for women or speak for myself as a woman living with HIV and get that message out.
You know, all the acronyms are sometimes hard, and I'm sure I won't be speaking at a school. The organisation used to be called PLWHA.
Yes.
And we said it was people living with hideous acronyms. because, you know, and also that term, the sector.
Yes.
You know, there were always...
Who are they?
But there were always, you know, it was a discussion about acronyms, and, you know, U equals U, you know, I sort of put in that category, but... The environment has changed so much with undetectable viral loads, with PrEP, and it's such a huge huge opportunity to actually address some of the the wrongs that have been perpetrated over the years and the misunderstandings and the bad attitudes, it's actually an ideal opportunity and a great vehicle for doing it, isn't it? Like, it's because, you know, the unsaid thing in all this is, you know, people are a threat. Well, guess what? They're not.
Not anymore. They're Sarah, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Hey,
it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Yes. Hey, you too, guys.
And your enthusiasm. Really lovely to have you in the studio.
Amazing.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.